29, may all beings be dissatisfied with worldly phenomena. This is the prayer of the Bodhisattva when seeing someone sad. Okay. Now, aren't we already dissatisfied with worldly phenomena? Yeah, we're also filled with attachment that we're always dissatisfied. And the object we're dissatisfied with is worldly phenomena. Why in the world is Bodhisattva praying for this? We already live in the middle of dissatisfaction, don't we? Yeah, day and night. Day and night, the mind is always dissatisfied. I don't like this, I don't like that, this should be done this way, this shouldn't be done that way. Why do they do it this way? Why don't they do it that way? This isn't good enough, they should make it like this. This is too good, they should make it not so good. This is pink, they should make it purple. This is purple, they should make it pink. All the time, isn't it? You know, these people pay too much attention to me, they bug me, they don't pay enough attention to me, they're not very friendly, they talk to me too much, I can't stand it, they don't talk to me, I can't stand it. They put too much salt in the soup. They don't put enough salt in the soup. What's wrong with them? Yeah. We can't see the sun today. I can't stand it. I want to see the sun. And the sun shines. Oh, there's too much sun on the snow. It hurts my eyes. Always, we're totally dissatisfied with everything, you know. And if we look at our thoughts, I think a good number of our thoughts are just this litany of, you know, I want it to be different, and why can't it be like this? And I mean, basically, why isn't the world what I want it to be? And why aren't people doing what I want them to do? And why aren't they being what I want them to be? They're so ridiculous. I'm so dissatisfied with them, you know. It's true, isn't it? Yeah, with everything. So why in the world would Bodhisattva pray for this? We already have it. I think what's happening is the way we are dissatisfied with worldly phenomena is not the proper way of being dissatisfied with them. Because we're dissatisfied with them in the way that we still think they can give us happiness, and we expect them to change so that they can give us the happiness that they're supposed to. It's in that way that we're currently dissatisfied with them. What Bodhisattvas want us to do is to reach a point where we realize that there is no happiness to be had from worldly phenomena, that nothing is ever going to meet our expectations, and so give up wanting that. And instead of trying to rearrange our duckies in samsara, you know, let's try and get out of samsara. Because until now, we have been tweaking our samsara, you know, under the assumption that we can make it a little bit better if we just try hard enough to change these people. That's what we've been doing. And we haven't gotten fed up with that process. And that's what we need to be dissatisfied with. Is the whole mind that thinks it's possible to change the external world. The whole mind that thinks that even if we could change the external world, it would bring us everlasting happiness. That's what we have to become dissatisfied with. Yeah. If we don't get dissatisfied with that, then we keep on trying to rearrange our duckies. I have this image of us. You know when you were a kid in the bathtub with the little orange duckies? Do you remember the little orange duckies with the bright light beaks, you know, and you squeeze them and they go, ah! 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 and we would sit in the hat. And rearrange our duckies, you know, because the way we wanted them to be at any particular moment would change. You know, and sometimes we want the big one here and the little ones there, and the other time, you know, we want it the reverse way, and sometimes we want them upside down and sometimes right side up. And this is before now. Now they don't just have yellow duckies, they have every colored duckies, and they don't even have duckies, you have, you know, all sorts of other little critters made out of plastic too. You know, some more things to become dissatisfied with and rearrange. But what we have to get dissatisfied with is samsara in general. And the mind that thinks that these things can actually bring us happiness. So that's what the prayer of the Bodhisattvas is about. When it says, may all beings be dissatisfied with worldly phenomena.